The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she got married, Bisha'at Tova Umuslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Today's nishmat of Ram ben Esther, v'Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem ben Hamigan Eden, amen, aslahat, Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Nun He Amud Bet, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. We're talking about over here an animal that was skinned. So we said in the Mishnah that if the animal was skinned, so you could still make shechita on it. It doesn't make the animal a terefa, as long as it has a little little skin left over. And the Gemara in the previous daf discussed where that skin has to be, and how what the size the skin has to be. So the Gemara is going to go back to that subject, that so long as you have a little piece of skin, hide, on the animal, it saves the animal, and therefore you can still make shechita, even though the large majority of it is skinned off. Amarav, kol ha'or kulo matzil begiluda. Any part of the animal's body that has the flesh on it, or has the hide on it, will save the animal from becoming a terefa, and therefore you can slaughter it. Chutz me'or beta perasot. Except from the or the hide that is by the beta perasot, by the hooves, by the feet of the animal. Okay? If you look at the picture, we know what a hoof is, right? The feet of the animal. Above it, there's like a fleshy area, and that's what they're talking about. That area, if you have some flesh left on it, it's not going to consider it to take it away from a terefa. So Gemara says, he says, even that area by the bit of perasot, so long as you have a selah's worth of hide left, matzil, it'll save the animal from becoming a terefa. Or bit of perasot, yes, that question. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, what about the or bit of perasot? That spot of the or, will it save the animal from becoming a terefa? Amale matzil. Yes, it saves it. Amale limatanu rabbenu. But Rabbi, you taught us the Mishnah. And what does it say in the Mishnah? Elu she'orotehem kivsaran. There are certain parts of the animal that we treat the hide like meat. Even though it's hide, it doesn't have a deen of hide. Orotehem kivsarehem. Because hide doesn't bring tum'ah. But basar does. So there are certain parts of the animal, even though they're called or, we treat it like basar. And one of them is what? Or beta perasot. Clearly, so you see that the hide by the perasot is not considered hide. So Rabbi, how could you tell me that if you have a selah's worth of it left on the animal, it saves the animal from becoming a terefa, but it's not even considered hide. It's considered basar, like you said in the Mishnah. The answer is, Amar le al takniteni. Don't ask me this question. Shibil shon yahid anishone ota. That Mishnah is not yahid. It's a singular opinion. The rabbis argue on that Mishnah. And therefore, really, they hold that the or is or, even by the bit of perasot. And that's why I told you it can save the animal so long as you have a selah's worth. Aye, that Mishnah over there. Don't ask me that Mishnah. That's a da'at yachid. How do we know that's da'at yachid? Titania, hashochet ta'ola lektir, kizait me'or shel tachat alya. Let's say he slaughters the ola. With kavanah to take a kizait of the or, that's the hide that's under the alya, under the tail. Okay? Chutz l'mkomon, his kavanah is to bring that outside of its place. We call that pigul. So the din is pasul v'embo karef. When you have a kavanah to do a kezayit outside of its place, the animal becomes pasul, but there's no karef. Karef is only when you're doing it chutz l'zmano, past its time. So the writer continues. Chutz l'zmano, but if you did it chutz l'zmano, kavanah. Pigul v'ayim alav karet. Eliezer ben Yehuda ish belim. Amar mishum Rabbi Yaakov. V'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ikus. It's ikus. So say ish kefar ikus. From the village of ikus. Omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Echad or beta perasot. Whether it's the or by the hooves. Had or harosh shel egel harach, or it's the hide by the head of the egel, the young egel. Had or shel ta'atalia, or the hide that's under the tail. V'chol shemanu hakamim legabe tum'ah, and all those places that came listed legabe the laws of tum'ah. Elu she'orotem kibsaran, that said that these cases, the or has a din of basar, lehavi or beta boshet, to come and include that the hide that is by the womb of the animal. All these cases, if you slaughtered any of the korban olah with kabana of a kizayit of any of those parts, chutzim komo pasul ve'en bo karet, chutzim bano pigul v'hayavim alav karet. So what do you see over here? All these cases, including orbet ha'perasot, it's considered basar. And that's why if you had a kabana when you slaughtered the olah to take a kizayit of orbet ha'perasot, chutzim bano, you're going to get karet. Must be because he holds these rabbis that or is like basar. You don't get pigul on or. You get pigul on basar. And all these are da'at yahid. This is a singular opinion. So therefore, that Mishnah that said that these items, that the perasot is considered or, Rabbi Yonah don't ask me for that Mishnah. That's a singular opinion. But the consensus opinion is that that or is really or. And therefore, if you have a selah's worth of, in that spot, even on the bit of perasot, it'll save the animal from becoming a terifah. Ah, you asked me from that Mishnah. That's not Yahid, like you see over here. It's these rabbis, that, which are in singular opinions, are saying it. Okay, now let's just read the Rashi's up to this point. So I'll start us off. Chutz me'or bet ha'perasot. So some ways up.
Chutz me'or bet ha'perasot min ha'arkuba ulmata delo have or mipnei shehurah.
So Rashi says that this is talking about the hide from the knee of the animal down. The reason why we're calling it chutz me'or bet ha'perasot, the first rabbi says that that's not going to save the animal, because the first rabbi holds it's flesh, because it's soft. Then it has a din of basar. Right, Tanakama will hold that only the or underneath the tail, that's so. That's going to be considered like basar. But the or by the perasot, he'll say it's considered or, therefore could say.
קורבן שנשחד על מנת לאכול ממנו או להקטיל ממנו חוץ למקום אכילתו. אסור ואין בו כרת. לאכול ממנו כלחתו, ואם שחתו על מנת לאכול או להקטיל ממנו.
חוץ לזמנו.
חוץ לזמנו פיגור וחייבים עליו כרת.
By the way, she's pointing out a point that we know already from Zevachim. That when do we say this pigul and yahayav karet, if you ate from the animal? It's not enough just to be shohet the animal al menat to eat a kezayit chutz lizmano. It's that you had the kavanah and you ate it. So the ha'ochlo gets karet. Even if you store it kilchato and everything kilchato, that kavana spoils the animal. Mikra, nafka.
Beperek sheni dezivachim veor shedachad azenav rachu uvenifsal korban.
Right, that's the hadut, that the flesh underneath the tail, that's a soft part of the animal. So even though it's or, it's hide, since it's a soft as din of basar. So even if the kohen had kavana pigul on hide, that hide is like basar. Yeah, it's soft also. It's also, it has the consistency of basar.
במחשבת אכילתו כבשר ובעולה שכולה כליל לא פסלה מחשבת אכילה אלא מחשבת ההכרה.
Oh, she points out. An עולה you don't eat. So that by עולה, just the מחשבה makes the people. Very important point. You don't eat it, you'll never eat it ola. You don't eat it ola. So how's every pigul by an ola? That's the kavanah itself. But by shlamim, with his eating, the only karet is if he actually ate. That's the shi'is by Luke. Ibn is kefar, the place equals.
שניים כאן, חוץ מזה, אור שהשליל אינו ראוי להיות בעולה, ואין שליל לזכרים.
Right, because you bring עולה from a זכר, so it's not going to have a womb. It's only talking about when a נקבה animal that it has. Okay, it's just a bit of בושה בתרחם של נקבה. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah. All the animal was skinned off except Osela's worth. That's the Hadush of the Gemara. That's the Gemara saying. Yes. As long as it has a little flesh, it's fine. It's not a terefab. That's the Hadush of the Gemara. Absolutely. On Nunvav, we start Elu terefot ba'of. Following terefot applied to a chicken. Tomorrow we talked about animals. These are the terefot, nikubat veshet. Okay, a hole in the veshet, upsukat, garageret. And the garageret is the kane. Was dislodged. Hakata or iketa holda al rosha. Holda weasel bit it on the head. Makom sheosa ota terefan. The place where it makes it a terefan. Nikava kurkeban. Kurkeban is the gizzard. Got a hole in it. Nikibua dakin. How does he explain the word dakin? Intestines. Intestines got a hole in it. Nafla liur. We just said, hey, guy fell in the fire. The chicken fell into the fire. Venihmeru benim me'eha. And the innards became burnt, scorched. If they turn green, yellowish green, pesulim. Im adumim kasherim, red is kasher. Darsa betarfa bekotel. Let's say somebody was doreset. Somebody stepped on it. Guy stepped on with his foot. Stepped on the chicken. Betarfa bekotel, or you banged it against the wall, or shiritzitza behema, or let's say behema attacked it. Or smashed it. So the deen is, you have to wait 24 hours. Because maybe you're worried about isuke barim, you're worried about maybe the inside the limbs got crushed. So as long as you wait 24 hours and it makes it, b'sha'ata k'shira without a bidika. K'shira as is. Okay, so I read the Rashi's in this Mishnah. Start. Elu terefot.
Elu terefot ba'of. I fell gav.
If it dies, it does.
I'm saying after a day, you don't even
have that means there was no crushing. That indicates that nothing happened inside.
So the animal, if it lives for a day, it's going to live.
It's going to live, that's it.
There's no such thing.
Well, no, exactly. By the
right.
אלו
טלפון באוף אף אגב דחות טלפון בהמה כנגדן באוף הני הצטריכו למדנה נקובת הוושת משום פסוקת הגרגרת והוא הצטריך דלא תמה הועיל וחייתו של אוף לא נפיש דה קשר בסימן אחד אם הגרגרת נמית תתערף במשהו
which means that she's saying חדושים now that she's saying even though all the טלפון of the בהמה applies to a bird so why did the Mishnah just say הוא הדין because it's חדושים Because you would have thought that since the bird, it's much easier to kill the bird, so therefore you would have thought that by the veshet, maybe even a mashu is going to be poselet. So that's why the Mishnah has to come along and say, did I say it right? These you have to tell me. Why? Nikubata veshet. Why? Mishum pesukata gargeret. Because she needed to tell me, because when the gargeret, when the kane comes apart, why? The life of the chicken is easy to kill. That kashib siman ehad. It's enough just to knock it down with one siman. Ema gargeret nami tizaref mashu. That's the point. I would think maybe the kane also is a mashu. Kamash malanda? No. That even though the chicken is only one siman and it's easy to kill it, still only the gargaret is going to be if it comes apart. But a hole in the gargaret will not be poseled. Just like an animal, only we say a hole in the veshet, but not a hole in the kane. Veketa holda. Now the case of a holda where a weasel bit it, mishum nektarim makom shosin otat terefa. It's going to say that where does it bite it? In the head, in a place where it can make it a terefa. Where's that? On the krum. The hainu nekevat the krum. The lo temet terep benishbar ha'etzim. I would have thought maybe the chicken's even less. Maybe if he just bites the bone, the skull, and breaks the bone, maybe it's a terefa. Because again, it's a chicken. It's a weaker animal. Belo nekevat krum. Kedem nekama be'ofshel. Ma'im. Nekevat dakim. Okay, that's that. Venekevat dakim. What's the case of the intestines? Meshum. Tekevat le meti sefa gabe elu kesherot. Yatsu b'nei b'neiha ve'lo nekevu. V'lo temo ofshel. Yotem mo'at tereb yisada oda. We're going to say the intestines were totally out. The chidush on that is that you would have thought that maybe by a bird that loses its intestines should be a terefa. Kamash ma'alan that only if it has a hole in the intestines. But if it's missing the intestines in totality, it's not a terefa. So all these cases that we listed in the Mishnah are for chidush. That you would have thought that maybe by a bird is worse? Kamash walam, no. Heketa.
Heketa choda al rosha, haishinan le nekivat kirum.
Why, you worry about when the weasel bites the head, maybe it punctured the kirum.
Heketa nishketa
b'shineha.
B'shineha.
His teeth.
ואילו ביד אמרן, לאייל יש דרוסה לחודה, באופות וכל כנגד החלה, מטרפה ב... נחמרו...
כפסו, they shrunk from the... or they got scorched, like you said, from the fire.
נחמת האול, ונהפכה מריאתן, לשון מאי חמרמרו.
מאי חמרמרו. איך אתה פסוק חמרמרו?
אם הוריקו, מפרש בגמרא לב וכל כיוון, אדומים שהוריקו וירוקין שהדימו.
אוקיי, אם אדומים...
אם אדומים, הלב והכל כיוון כמשפטן...
If they're red, they're supposed to be red. So it means nothing changed. So it's okay, but if they're green or yellowish, then already the fire changed them, it's going to be a problem. That's Adam ben Agnab. You see, he crushed him with his foot.
או שטלפה בכותל, היכה בה בכותל, או שריציתתה בהמה, דאיקה למחש, נהה נתלתה, משום ריסוק, איברים.
You worry about ריסוק איברים in all these cases. Maybe the inside bones got crushed. ועדיין מפרקס, but it's still shaking around. האם שאתה מעט לעד ושאתה כשרה, רשי says, ובדיקה בעיה. But he still need a bedika.
Shitat
Rashi. No, but he holds that even after 24 hours, the bedika is still necessary. He allows you to shochet it, but you make a bedika. It's not an automatic. No, but if you don't have la'et la'et, so then it's a tenefa. No, it's not a bedika. No, it's automatic bedika. You might not see it, but it's a bedika, and it's automatic. It's like it's baduka ready. Masha'en ken. After 24 hours that you waited, so then it's okay. Which means it's still jumping around after 24 hours. It's okay. The explanation of him is not masked up. She befarkes it. Right? It's not standing. It's just on the floor shaking. Ukashir. After 24 hours. After piece of Mishnah, come on, if that's the telephash and the fulah, we're done at the beginning. Okay, if you're piece over here, the hadush of the bird. You might have thought that it's worse. Maybe even if 24 hours is no good, because the chicken is weaker than a behema. Come on, Shmalan, that even though once you wait 24 hours, the animal is. But within 24 hours, you cannot shohet it. Even if you check it, it's no good. Hakamim said it's telephah. You have to wait the requisite time, and then you can slaughter it with a bidika. Maybe you're not going to see the bidika. Maybe it's maybe you're not going to notice it. Or maybe you're not going to see there's a nekuv or something. Or maybe it's pending. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe within the first 24 hours, this comes. So what's it going to be a tenefa? Comes Gemara and says, okay, Gemara. Rav Ushmael ben Levi da'amre. Okay, now the question is like this: when the animal got bitten, this is a discussion of the bitten by a weasel. Bit the head. How do you know if it made it a terefa or not? So I'm going to say, stick the hand, your finger, into the chicken's mouth, and you stick it up the palate of the chicken.
You see the brain.
Yeah, and you push up. So if the brain pops out, then you know you broke the krum. And you put some pressure on the palate. If the brain doesn't pop out, you didn't break the krum. So you know it's okay. Very easy. Very easy test.
Let Charles do it.
Mushmel Benevi the Amre. Machnish Yado Lifnim. The guy sticks his finger into the mouth of the chicken. Ubo dek to see if it broke the krum amoal. How? Why again pressing the palate of the bird. Okay, and by doing that pressure, it causes the brain to move up. If the brain comes out of its, the holes over there that were broken, socket, so then they're ready to defa, because you know there's a hole there. But if the brain doesn't come out of the socket, so then you know it's okay. So remember we had a machlok in Dafnim here. That by Behema we said it's a terefa. Which krum of the brain? There's two krums. There's the top krum and there's the bottom krum. So which krum has to be punctured in order to make the Behema terefa? So according to the opinion that said that the bottom krum has to be punctured, but if the top krum got punctured alone, it's not a terefa. So that's why we're going to say the office kasher if it doesn't go out. Which means, because if it doesn't go out, that means at least the bottom krum remained intact. So if you say everything's in the bottom krum, so now I had to test it. Put the finger up the palate, push it. If nothing comes out, you know the bottom krum is intact. If it's not intact, you know. However, but according to the second meaning, there's no. That even if the top krum gets punctured, even though the bottom krum is intact, you have no proof anymore. Because even though you're going to push it, nothing moves, it's still going to be a terefa. Because it could be the top krum was punctured. Nothing's going to move if the bottom krum is intact. But if the bottom krum is not the item, it's the top krum. So Gemara says, could be the top krum got punctured, the bottom didn't. So then by pushing it up, nothing's moving because the bottom krum is still intact. But that's no proof that it's kishera. Gemara says, "Eated the inkiv el la'am." If you're going to tell me that the top krum got punctured, maybe tata'a agav rukte mifka paka, which means the bottom krum also, because it's so soft, when you're going to push your finger and do it, it's going to break also. That means an indication. You push it up and it breaks with your finger, that's a sign that the top krum already must be broken. And therefore, you can go back to that test. That when the brain's pushing out of its area, then you know already that the top krum was broken. Why? Because when you stick the finger in there, it's going to break the bottom krum as well, because the top krum already is gone, so therefore it's still a good test. Read Rashi, Machnish Yado, Befiv.
Machnish Yado, Befiv, Shel Of, Shenish Ketu, Chulda, Birosho, Ubodek, Dochag, Et Vao, Kelape,
Hecha
Of. Hamoach Nidchak, Hala, Im Hamoach Mibatzvez, Viyotze Derech Neka Vamake.
The brain splatters, bursts out from the hole.
Telefa. Shema nikav akirum.
Shema nikav akirum.
Maybe so.
Okay.
Ani chalman demal el gabe nikav akirum ad deminkav ila a v'tahta a shapir. El man demal de tarif ila al chude kilo mevazvez amai kesherat ma ila a inki v'tahta a kiyam. Tahta a mifka v'dehifat ezba kesherdehafato demala.
Maybe you like we said. Okay. Amar zayin. En bedika lechuda. He's no such thing as bedika. Once the animal gets bitten by a weasel, it finishes shineh dakot. Terefa automatically. Why? Because shineh dakot. He says, and therefore, even the krum.
You're going to test one,
huh? The hole's not big enough to get the
right. Which means, since the hole's so small, yeah, it's possible that even the test, the brain's not going to come out because the hole's very small. It's not like a big teeth, tooth that makes a big hole that if you push it up, the brain's going to come out. So therefore, since the neshikah's daka, the test tube is not going to work. Look at that sheet. Em bidika lechoda, neshikah tcholda.
מפנה ששינה דקות, ואפילו נקב הקירום פעמים שאין המוח יוצא על ידי דכבד אסבע.
Right, the test is not going to work. וכי שינה הדקות, my heavy. The Gemara says, so what? Which means it'll come out a little hole. Something's going to come out of the little hole. What's the difference? That cord, not the cord. Oh, you'll see something. Amar Moshaya, b'pnei sheshineha dakot va'akumot. They don't make a straight hole. Curved teeth. So the hole is on a slant. So then it's possible that if it's on a slant, the bone of the animal's head is going to block it. It's not a straight hole. Therefore, even when you punch it up, it could be blocked by something that's not going to cause it to go out. So you really can't test it. Look at that sheet.
My
Havi. Right, something's going to come out. Purta, a little's going to come out of the hole. My Lakson. It makes a slanted bite. Right, when the brain goes up, since it's on a slant, it's bone there. So the bone's going to block it somehow. Right, which means the bone is not next to the hole of the hole of the krum is here, and the etzim is here, but it's on a slant. So therefore, when you push up, the bone's gonna block it. So therefore, it's not going to be a good test. Anyway, Zaidi says there's no test. When Zaidi ended up going to Nahar De'an Bavel, Sharach Lehu, he sent to the when he came from Bavel to, I should say, Menehar De'a. Kisalik Lenehar De'a.
From Babel to
Nehar De'a. Okay, I must have been in Pupedita or somewhere else, and he went to Nehar De'a. Shalach Lehu, he sent back message. The Barim Shamarti Lefnechem, the stuff that I told you about the weasel, Ta'ut Hen Biyadi. Mistake. Biram. And truth. Kach amru mishemed Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish bodkim neulda biyad. You can make the test with the finger, abal lo b'masmer, but you cannot make it with a nail, metal nail, by puncturing the top of the, pricking the top of the head to see if there's a hole in the krum. Rabbi Hanan amar af b'masmer. You can even use a nail. Now we'll see exactly what the machloket is. Look at that sheet first. Yes, but Babel
ביד כנפרש אל מכניס ידו.
ולא במסמד.
במעלה מוליכו על הנקב לראות אם יחגור בקרום ופותח את הנגולת.
Which means I guess you run it across the top. And if it goes in,
a
so you know there's a bite over there and it's going to...
תחילה לאחר שחיטה, ופעמים שאינו ניקוב, והמסמל נוקבו ומפסיד ממון ישראל.
Sure, the rabbi says, you don't do it, because maybe the klum is very, 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 very soft, and the nail is going to make the hole. So maybe it was really keshera, and the test made it pasul, and therefore you'd be mafsid ma'mon Yisrael. So one rabbi says that you don't check with a nail. Too dangerous. Other rabbi says, no, we have to see why he says yes. Why is he says to check with it? Shmuel says, ufluktad, Rabbi Yehuda ben Hamya. It's a machloket, the same machloket in these two rabbis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yohanan. It's the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda ben Hamya. Had badik biyada. One rabbi used to check the chicken with his hand. Had badik b'machta. A moment check with a needle. With a machat. Man de badik biyada. The one that checked with his finger. Amar le man de badik b'machta. He told the rabbi to check with a needle. Ad matay atam mekalim b'maman shel Yisrael. Until when are you going to destroy the money of Israel? You're going to cause animals to become to their foot by checking with this metal item. It's going to make the hole. Amar le man de badik b'machta. Le man de badik biyada. The one that checked with the needle told the rabbi to check with the hand. Ad matay ma'achil Yisrael nevelot. Until when are you going to feed Bnei Yisrael nevelot? So he goes, oh... Nevelot, that's shechotai. It's not a nevela. Shechita was done. Ela terefot. He told me, until when are you going to feed Bnei Israel? Terefot, why? Shema nikab krum ha-mawah. That really maybe the krum of the mawah got punctured. And the reason why it's not mibatzbet, the reason why the stuff is not coming out, because it's on a slant, and then, well, you cannot really check it from the finger alone, and therefore, by not making the check on top, you're causing you're causing the people to eat terefot. Anyway, the Gemara says this machlok is the machlok between the Shtakish and Yohanan. Now, it doesn't say which one of these two rabbis holds what. It just says in the machlok of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah, one did it this way, one did it that way. It doesn't say who did what. The Gemara says, but we know who did what. Tistayim, the Rabbi Yehuda who did badik biyada. It must have been Rabbi Yehuda that checked it with his hand. The Tanya. But let's say the etzem agogol, the actual skull of the chicken's head, broke. Even though the krum was not broken, once the skull itself is broken, so therefore it is no good. This tayim, conclusive proof, that is a biyuda that says you check with the hand. Rashi, after masmer. Amar, you told me, Bodkin lechulda biyad avalo bebasmer. Right, the first rabbi. Biyad velo bebasmer. Alma itle bedikuta. So that teaches me what? There's a bedika. You can do it this way, you can do it that way. Got bitten by a weasel. Push it up like this. That's how you check it. Vadarta, then you tell me, nishbara aetzim. That if the skull bone broke, alpha pishaloni kav klum shel moach alma litle bedikuta, which means there's no bedika, because here you're saying the klum is intact, and it's the bone that you cannot check. This is not going to check if the bone broke. Nothing's going to come out of the brain is not going to come out of the socket
by the weasel
because the klum is intact. Would you make up your mind? Smashma, you're telling me it's all about the klum. If the krum is broken, krum is not broken, check it, not check it. Then you tell me at the end of the writer, it's the bone. Once you tell me the bone, it's not bedikah then. This is not going to help you to put it in the past. So make up your mind. Yeah, the bone's on top. So the Gemara says, Sefa Atan le'of shel mayim. There's a water amphibious bird that goes in the water. Of shel mayim. It does not have a krum. When the bird has a krum, then you're right. That's the way it does it. But there's certain animals that the birds don't have a krum. So then already you go with the etzem. The rabbis know. In lo krum sal galalach. What are you telling me? Is it possible it doesn't have a membrane on top over there? Impossible. Ela hoil ukrumo rach. which means that it's a very soft krum. And once already the etzim is going to break, for sure the krum is going to break with it. It's a package. Amar there of Nachman and of Anan. Mor amar Shmuel badik beyada umakshar. You told us that Shmuel used to check the off that got bitten by a weasel. He used to check it with his finger. Behuna chavrin, and also huna, our friend Amar Rav badik beyada. Rav also used to check with his ham umakshar. You need to check it. Batani Levi taught us in the Braita. Terefot Shemanu Hachamim beBehema. Whatever terefot the rabbi said by the Behema, Kenegdan Ba'of. Like we said, whatever's by Behema, by the word, Yeter Alehen Off. But there's one more body off. What's the one body off? Nishbara Etzim. That even if the Etzim, the bone of the skull, breaks, Afapish Shelo Nikav Krum Shel Mawah. Even though the krum remains intact. So therefore you see why that an off becomes terefah just on the bone itself, even without the krum. So what are you checking? There's nothing to check. If the bone is broken, you don't need the krums to be broken. Back to the off shel mayim. They were checking off shel mayim. Oh, that, I'm sorry. That case that says the skull, that's a water bird. Hoil ve'elo krum, elo krum sarkadatach. Ela hoilu krumo rach. Same answer. Since it's rach, once the bone breaks, the krum is going to break also. Hayi tanegulta dehava be'rav hana. Ma'ase betanegulet. The bird that was in the house of Rav Hana. Shaddara lekamed Rav Matna. After they slaughtered it, they sent it to the rabbi for a ruling. This was a case where the bone, the skull bone, broke, but the krum was intact. The akshira, he thought no problem. Akshira, Amar leva tani levi terefot shemanu hakamim bebehema kenegdan ba'of yater alehen of tishbara etzem afa pishlo nikav krum shel mawach amar lehatam be'of shel mayim oil ve'en lo krum en lo krum zagad atak en amar oil u krum olach. Same story again. He told them it's kasher. Kasher, Rabbi Bandevi taught us that if that by ofot is an extra tereva, that if the bone breaks. No, that was said by the water birds. Because the water birds have no krum. No krum? Oh, they have a krum, but once it's soft, so then once the bone breaks, it's going to break as well. So the Gemara is coming back to that same old understanding.
Regular bird.
Regular bird, krum. That's why it was okay. The bone broke, but the krum did it. He told him kasher. Ah, but the rabbi said no good. That's why a water bird. But I continue. Rav Shizbi Badik Beshimsha. Rav Shizbi used to check the krum of the mawah, of the chicken, after it got bitten by a chodah, against the sun. He would stick the head by the sun, I guess it would penetrate through, you were able to see if the krum was broken or not. Rav Yema Badik Bimaya. He checked it in the water.
Remove all the grain.
Look at that sheep. Yeah, look at that sheep. Yeah. Well, look at that sheep in the bottom first. Badik b'shemsha. Okay, now where was the water? Ima yam mirukan et kol amoa betoch akrum derek pli akrum shaya achol shedakon.
It's in the brain now.
It's not in the brain. Right. Okay. Read it. Fine. Yeah. B'maya. Look at that sheep. Read it. He would take all the moa out of the krum derech piha. Course, you put the krum in the water. There's holes, the water goes in the bubbles. That's it, no, it's not harina. Or you just put the whole nekev ha'etzim in the water. And if you see, becomes whitened, so you know the water went through the brain a little, and it's there's a hole there somehow. Okay, bigilad dechiteta. What is that? We missed a word there. Now, habari Yaakov badik bigilad dechiteta. What's that? Wheat straw, the straw that grows next to the wheat. What did he do? Ma'aviro al akrum. That ot in yitkal benekev. I would run it across to see if it gets caught in the hole. And she says, Same thing by Smith. They run it across, and if it gets caught, you know there's a hole over there.
This won't break the membrane.
Amar, if she's be, Hani Avazedidan. That's the goose. geese, goose. Ke'ov shel mayad damyan. They have a din of marine fowl. You're right. And therefore, if the bone breaks, it's out.
Bet Yosef
kotev al pi Rambam shekol mine avazim shelanu, all our goose and geese, ben b'minim gedolim, and the big ones, the small ones, nechshavim kof shel mayim, all considered marine fowl. Nafla laur. Okay, let's go one step further. It fell into the fire. The chicken fell into the fire and got scorched. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what do we say? If it's red inside, it's okay. Green, no good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meshum Rabbi Yosef Yosef, Shi'ur Yerukatan. How much green has to be to make it no good? Kishi'ur Nikubatan. Like the shi'ur of a hole. Ma Nikubatan B'mashi'u. Just like always in the internal organs we say, Mashu. Af Yerukatan B'mashi'u. So the discoloration is the shi'ur of a Mashu. B'ayim Min Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef Ben Nevi Min Rabbi Yosef Ben Nevi Horika Kaved Keneged bene me'ayim mahu. What happened over here? The kaved is the liver. The liver got greened in the place that it's next to the bene me'ayim. We said, well, it's touching the bene me'ayim. The liver is attached. You see, look at the picture. You see the chicken. See the kaved, and it's right next to the bene me'ayim. So it became green on the border. Border of the where they come together. Amar le tereva, no good tereva. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Velo ye ela netela, which means even if you want to say that the green part is like it's not there, didn't we learn that by the liver, even if the liver a lot of it was taken away, so long as you have a kizai left over, it's okay. So take away the green part. What do you care? Cut away the green part. They still have the majority of the liver there. My liver, it's okay. Amar Rava, kivan shurika kaved keneged bnei me'ayim. Once it's already on the border, next to the bnei me'ayim, beyadua shenaf lo v'nehmeru bnei me'ayim. Then already you know it's spread to the bnei me'ayim. Utrefa, which means it's not a terefa of the liver. It's not the liver that's making the terefa. A terefa is because of the intestines that are next to it. Because since the fire got that spot of the liver that's next to the bnei me'ayim, that's already getting into the bnei me'ayim like the hasidim, and therefore once the me'ayim is hasid, even a dot, it's no good. That means it's not the liver issue over here. It's the placement on the liver next to the bnei me'ayim. Once it gets green in that spot, you know the me'ayim were affected, and therefore for sure there's something missing in the bnei me'ayim or burnt in the bnei me'ayim. Therefore, it's not going to be good. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Havyalu Aitan Negolet. Rabbi had a chicken. So he sent it for a ruling. The me'ayim are green. And he said, it's okay. So he said, what are you talking to Mishnah? Green is no good. So amru yirukin besulin, ela bekurkeban. They only said green is a problem in three organs. The kurkeban is the gizzard, the liver is the heart, and the kaved is the liver, which are red by nature. But the me'ayim is green anyway, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. Tanya Rameche, be'elu b'nei me'ayim amru, which part of the b'nei me'ayim, the intestines, which is big, do we say green is an issue? Bekurkeban, be'lev, be'kaved. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef avaleahu tanegolta. He had a bird. Shadrach came to Rabbi Abahu, said to Rabbi Abahu, Vamale atumin avu, the me'ayim are red, vetarfa. Vanantinan adumim kishirim. Don't do my red is good. Amale adumim sheoriku virukin sheedimu terefa. Yeah, if the stuff that's red turned green, and the stuff that's green turned red, that means this me'ayim is green. The green turned red, it's a problem. They only said adumim is good on the stuff that's supposed to be red from the beginning, like the kurkiman, the kaved, and the lev. Amar Rabbi Mani, adumim sheoriku. Let's say the red parts became green. Ushlakan, and you boiled them. Vehazru veedimu, and they came back to the original red. Keshirimai ta'ama. Kutra ayil bihu. What is kutra? Smoke. And therefore the hot water got rid of the smoke, and therefore brought it back to its original color. Smoke discoloration is not a problem. It's not permanent. Smoke causes the discolor. Got rid of the smoke. It's okay. Amar of Tamar, it's like Af Anan Nomar. We're going to say also Adumim Shelo Riku. The opposite. You have Evarim Adumim that did not turn green. Ushtakah and Riku, and you put them in the hot water, they turn green. Terefa, my Tama Iglai Bahatayu, which means literally means their shame has been revealed, which means really they were green. But what? It covered it up. The smoke covered it up so you can't see the real color. So once you get rid of the outer smoke of the flesh, you see the real color inside is green. Therefore, now it's local. So either way, the test is in the water. After you boil it, it can go either way. You did it.
Oh, you did
it. Correct, you cooked it. I mean, you would not be required. That's a good question. That's a good question. Does it like you did it?
No, I thought you
were
cooking because you wanted to eat it.
Correct. I'm saying you have to do that. That litmus test. Every time you see green, that maybe it's smoke.
It was red.
I'm saying you see red, so now you have to. So you cook it. You'll see.
It's green. You have a question.
So I'm saying every time you see red, now you have to put it in cook it to see if it's maybe green underneath.
No, maybe he was cooking to eat it.
I understand. Right. I did it. I want to know. Is this not halakha? You got to do it like a trailer.
The wording says if you did.
That's what I'm asking. So it was halakha. Amar of Ashehil Kach. Here you go. Next line. Lo lichud inish ela b'shlaka. Don't eat a chicken unless you cook it. That's it, which means after it got burnt. So now you gotta put it in the Gemara says no. Like you said, velahi achzukin or talu machzikina. It looks good. You don't have to assume that it's bad. We would know only if you did it. But if I see it's red. Red is good. Maybe it's green underneath the smoke. Therefore, he said, last point. The guy stepped on the chicken. You threw it against the wall. And as a result, it got crushed. So we say, wait 24 hours and store it. Antigonus. Like we saw Nashi. That you need bidika, meaning, well, you slaughter it in 24 hours, but it needs a bidika, which means, shiyata of me'etlet, that is only suka banim, evarim, that's achim of a kabbalah lacham Moshe Sinai, that a behema, that has the suka banim, will not live for 24 hours, lacham Moshe Sinai. However, it's not a proof that maybe something else didn't happen to it. So therefore, you make the shaita, but you need a bidika. Baruch Adonai, Adonai,